Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, RPA is proud to present Aaron's Horror Show with Aaron Frail.
Baby, it's time to ride the funk train. This is Funkmaster V with Wrestling with Ghosts and AsideParanormal.com. Babies, you're listening to Aaron's Horror Show.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show Season 2, where we talk about some movies and read some fiction. If you want to go ahead and get a hold of the show, you can always contact me at Aaron's Horror Show on Facebook or Aaron Horror Show on Twitter or Aaron's Horror Show at gmail.com. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. All right, as promised, the exciting conclusion of Christmas Elf, Secret Agent. And that was my co-host. By the way, my co-host's name is Esri. She is a tortoiseshell cat. She's afraid of everything, except for me when I'm by myself. Then that's why she meows. But you know, my wife, my kid, everyone else she hides from. So, you know, that's why you get a co-host cat. But anyways, as far as Christmas Elf Secret Agent, just to catch you up, Santa, big evil drug-running operation where he's using cheap toys to smuggling drugs to everywhere, and he has, a bunch of missiles pointed at Amelia, and, you know, if his sleigh doesn't take off, then he's gonna go ahead and take out Amelia, this kid that Jing has been protecting all this time. And so, you know, Santa basically said, hey, I'll cut you in on the operation if you just, you know, continue to be my enforcer. So that's kind of where we're at. So Santa is right now basically saying, hey, I'm gonna kill this little girl. Or the other option is you can go ahead and join me and get a percentage of my operation. And so let's hear what Jing's answer is.
The answer is no.
You're sure you won't reconsider? Santa said.
Jing thinks for a moment.
Let me think. No.
Oh, turd baskets, Santa said. Glitter will have to kill you now. Glitter smiled and pulled out two swords. She beelined towards the wayward elf.
Hold up, Jing said. I have a counteroffer.
The big boss held up his hand. Glitter frowned and lowered her weapons.
Check YouTube.
Santa looked confused.
Go on, check it,
the errant elf said. Santa shrugged and tapped on the keyboard in the station in front of him. The big screen on the back changed from the video of Amelia to the front page of YouTube, where there's a bunch of videos in the recommended feed about the Kardashians.
I don't know what I'm looking for, Saint Nick said, and I really respect Kim. I think people are too hard on her.
That didn't have the effect I wanted, Jing said. Click on trending.
Kris Kringle wavered and stared at the screen.
Off to the right. No, right. Right there, yes. Yeah, the word trending. Click on it,
the ex-SEF pointed in frustration. Santa eventually found the trending button and clicked on it. The page loaded. Right at the top, there was a live video stream from Krampus's perspective. Everything that was happening in the video was happening in real life. The video was titled, The Truth About Santa. There were a little over 52 million current viewers of the video, and the number kept increasing. Santa powered up his cannon, and it hummed with an enormous amount of energy. He ran to Jing and shoved the weapon into the elf's face.
"What's the meaning of this?"
Krampus revealed a camera set under his coat. The lens was poking through one of the buttonholes. He hunched over and said,
"Krampus in the house!"
His voice echoed on the screen and caused a feedback loop. The speakers in the room shrieked with an ever-increasing noise. Santa lowered his weapon and waved his hands.
Ouch! Cut that! Turn that off!
Glitter ran back to the station and cut the YouTube page. Jing smiled and said,
"The child you claimed I kidnapped has been working tirelessly with my ex-husband and his boyfriend, who have my blessing, by the way. They have been sharing this video to every news feed, social media, message board, and anyone who might be interested in what really goes on here at the North Pole. I'm sure many of your clients would be very fascinated by the part where I destroyed the contents of the crates downstairs." "Also animal rights activist," Krampus said. "My phone has been vibrating like crazy. What you did to Rudolph was no bueno."
"Yeah," Santa said. "Animal killer. You see the world. Santa's looking out for you."
Krampus stuck his face in the camera.
I got your back. Do you know how many times Rudolph has shocked himself? Have you seen what happens when he pokes a chain link fence? All Jing did was stick a chain link fence up the creature's nose."
"You're not helping," Jing said.
"Fine. You want a PR war?" Santa said and dropped his cannon. "This video feed is nothing. I'm the most liked person on the planet. I give children joy everywhere. I have more followers than Jesus. You do not want to come at me online. One post from me will end this once and for all. Glitter!"
Glitter punched up a few keystrokes. Santa's Twitter feed came up on the screen. Saint Nick was taken aback. Not only were the followers dropping in droves with each page refresh, but comment after comment was flooding in, showing their disapproval of Kris Kringle's actions. The entire internet was gunning for the patron saint of Christmas.
"No, this has to be wrong,"
Santa yelled, and pushed Glitter out of the way. He pulled up various social media accounts, and the same thing was happening on all of them.
I'm the most loved person in the world. I'm Christmas.
I still like you,
Krampus said and put his hand on his brother's shoulders.
I may not approve of everything you did, especially the part about locking me up for 150 years.
The rumors about me attacking children, the bombs and grenades things, bombs and grenades, really? But your family, we gotta stick together, bro.
This isn't fair, Santa blubbered. I'm supposed to be the father of Christmas.
Jing joined Krampus at Santa's side.
And you can be again. I mean, after some major penance, jail time, I'd imagine, and maybe even some torture. Do they torture humans in prison? Either way, you can start off by calling off the strike against Amelia.
The girl? You know what? Screw all of you. Except you, Glitter. We can, you know, do that later tonight, Santa yelled. You want me to be a villain? Fine. I have more money than Silicon Valley. I'll just start a new holiday. How about the Purge? We'll just get rid of the world's idiots like you. That's what this world needs, a purge. Forget Saint Nick, I'll be Saint Machine Gun.
Saint Machine Gun?
Jing gave Santa a look.
It's a work in progress. I'll hire a team to make the most bad mother...
Nicholas!
A voice boomed in the entryway. It was Miss Claus.
What about a side girl?
Dear, Santa yelped. It was nothing. A girl that gets me milk and cookies on the side. That's all, I swear.
Glitter glared at Santa and reached for her swords. Miss Claus came from the other side. She reached down for his cannon, but Glitter kicked it out of the way. Santa glanced between the two women and back towards the wall. A warning light and a buzzer went off in the control room. 30 seconds till Christmas, all the monitors said, and then began counting down. Jing turned to Krampus.
You ready to hold up your end of the bargain?
Krampus nodded. But we can't get there in time.
I wouldn't say that.
The errant elf hefted Santa's cannon and charged it. He aimed and blew a hole in the floor. The kickback flung him across the room, but he was quick to jump to his feet. He saw Krampus staring at the level visible below. The hangar had high ceilings. Jing ran at Krampus at full speed and shoulder-chucked the twin. They both toppled through to the opening below. Light up the street, light up the fireworks and me. Krampus fell through the air. For a moment, he felt as if he were flying. After spending years in a padded room, he thought he was back in Antarctica. The days leading up to Christmas were a dream. Now he would float away and drift into the clouds towards the next part of the vision. Even though his life works had been in the form of spreading joy in one way or another, there had been so little of it in recent years, he felt hard-pressed to really experience it. Reality smacked him in the face when he hit the cockpit of Santa's sleigh nose first. He felt a warm gush trickle down his upper lip. The elf landed on his feet.
"We have to launch, now!" Jing yelled.
Krampus groaned and hefted himself up. He looked over the controls. It was all so high-tech. There were knobs, displays, gizmos, buttons, and all sorts of things he didn't understand. It wasn't like the technology was magic to him. He had been keeping up with the changes in the world through the chatter on the cell block and visits from Santa. But it's different when a little girl's life was online. The camera, his cell phone, and even Twitter had been easy to grasp. Elijah had given him a rundown of how it all worked and how to use it. He was also getting a steady trickle of followers since the video began to stream. From the buzzing of his phone, he imagined that it was now a deluge. Krampus would have to make time to message them all. He was an immortal, after all. However, the sleighs in his day were just a pair of reins, a red seat, and some flying reindeer. Nothing to marvel at. This thing was confounding. He was lucky. Jing seemed to know what he was doing. The elf rushed towards all the pre-flight items and punched it. The wobbly Rudolph was well enough to fly, and they took off. They rushed out the door, leaving the elves destroying the drug crop and the tech elves waking in confusion behind. The big fellow that Jing had left dangling over the edge shook while they flew by. Krampus waved goodbye at the night sky with glee. The twin couldn't help but laugh. Christmas at last! It was also exciting.
"Would you stop that? We have to get to Seattle and find Amelia,"
Jing yelled. That guy really needed to take a chill pill, or whatever kids called it these days. Jing pointed to a pair of dials.
"Check that radio chatter and see if she's okay."
Krampus put on large black headphones with a mouthpiece and pressed one of the buttons. A hatch opened up and a swarm of delivery drones flew out of the back with bags full of presents.
"That's the automated present delivery system,"
Jing yelled and shoved the reins over to the twin and took the pilot's headset.
"Never mind, I'll do it. Take the reins."
"I can't fly this thing."
"Keeping in the air hasn't changed. It's the old days," Jing said. "You can do this."
Krampus protested, but for once he was out of words. The reins felt the same, except for one more reindeer than from his day. He had to admit, the addition of headlights on the lead animal was neat. Krampus decided he could keep them up in the air, at least. Jing listened for a moment and then glanced at a readout. He stepped to the side of the sleigh and said,
"Do you think you could make the Christmas delivery on your own?"
But you said you'd help me." Krampus felt overwhelmed. He wished he'd never left the cabin in Germany. "Please, this is all too much."
"Take the headset." Jing gave him the device. "Put it on. Here's how you talk. The person on the other end will walk you through it."
Jing stepped up the edge and plummeted to the earth below.
I'm okay,"
Krampus said and dropped the headset. His knuckles turned white holding the reins. The sleigh dipped and he was almost thrown out. Krampus didn't mind taking over for Santa. He had hoped there'd be some training before the entire world depended on him to deliver the present. Krampus leveled the reindeer off and kicked the headset towards him. He pawed at it and used his foot to lift it up. He leaned down, swiped it up, and put it on his head. No sooner as he donned it that there were two explosions, one right after the other, that rocked his sleigh back and forth. He glanced back and there were two sleighs following him. They each had Christmas trees pointed at him. A bulb ornament shot towards him from each of them and exploded near him.
"They're shooting at me!" Krampus yelled into the headset.
"Relax," a gruff female voice spoke into his ear. "They're just trying to blow up the sleigh and ruin Christmas."
But I'm in the sleigh!"
"It's only attempting to illustrate that was nothing personal. Who are you?" "I'm Sugarplum. After what happened to Al, I wanted nothing more than to wring that elf friend of yours' little neck. But I had a change of heart when I did some digging of my own. You wouldn't believe what Santa's been doing. Anyways, I reached Jing a few days ago, and he said that you need a little help with the sleigh. I can't believe these ding-dongs are still following orders, even after that video." During the story, explosions knocked the sleigh around. Was that how Krampus sounded to other people?
"Yeah, that's nice and all, but they're trying to kill me!"
"Don't worry, they're only firing warning shots. They hope you'll surrender, or so Santa doesn't have to buy a new sleigh." It's best you get them out of your system and deplete the ammo a little. Besides, it will give them time for an automatic present delivery to finish deploying. Sugar Plum said nonchalantly. Drones with bags of gifts continued to flood out the back. The trunk was obviously bigger on the inside, like the bags. One of the bulbs engulfed Blitzen in a fiery orb. The reindeer fell burning from the sky. The sleigh went into a tailspin. Sugar Plum calmly walked through the loss of a reindeer, and he got the vessel back under control.
Warning shots? That didn't feel like a warning shot, Krampus screamed.
Do you see the green button with a numeric key on the right? It should be right next to the red display with a 2-digit number, she said. Krampus scanned the panel. The entire thing is red and green. But then he eventually saw what she was talking about.
Okay, I got it. It says 13.
Those are your defenses. Tap 08, then hit the green button. He followed her instructions. A flood of green smoke ejected from the back, blinding the other pilots. He had enough time to dive, and they flew past him. He lifted back to level at the instruction of Sugar Plum and left his pursuers behind. The last drone deployed.
Good. Now we gotta shake these two and get you back to safety, Sugar Plum said, and directed him towards another panel with a joystick on it.
There was a targeting computer, and he locked on to one of the slaves. They noticed him and ejected the rear bombs that blew into a snow cloud. However, Rudolph's nose was able to penetrate the haze. Krampus fired a weapon, and a missile the size and shape of a Christmas tree tore through the sky, obliterating the target. The other pursuing craft looped around and shot the star at the tip of its Christmas tree gun. The projectile screamed towards Krampus, and he swerved. It clipped Prancer, and the ship's system ejected the wounded reindeer like it had Blitzen. Once Krampus got under control, his opponent was heading directly for him. Sugarplum screamed orders in his headset. Krampus scrambled to comply. The sleigh ran into Santa's at full speed, and they both went up in a brilliant fireball.
All right. Gonna have to go ahead and wait till next week to figure out the very exciting conclusion of Christmas Elf. Well, thank you so much for listening, and if you got some time, we got Real Paranormal Activity on Mondays, me on Tuesdays, Terry's Mysterious Moments on Wednesdays, and Mr. Sean Patrick Jones whenever he has a Phantom podcast for you. And then there's also some videos, Full Dark Productions, as well as The Witching Hour. I've seen those videos. They're nice, spooky stuff that's happening, so go ahead and check out some ghost hunting. All right, thank you so much for listening.